Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Waves of Glory. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am coming to you this morning as a marketplace apostle. It is a wonderful time in the kingdom of God today. It's a beautiful day, amen, because God himself is moving by his spirit. He is moving over all the earth, and November has been declared the month of picking, and I want you to know this week God has chosen to focus on kingdom business, kingdom businesses, and kingdom-minded proprietors of business. This is your week. This is your day. The eye of the Lord is in this place, and he is focused on you and your kingdom business. I want to just shout for joy today because I have such good news for you, and that is that your kingdom business has a kingdom purpose. When we think about the goodness of God, when we think about why God begins to multiply us and to increase us, when we begin to think about why he allowed you to go into business anyway, we begin to look into the word of the Lord. For first, he spoke to Joshua when he was crossing over into the promised land. He said, Joshua, listen, if you will meditate in my law day and night, if you will just meditate in it, then will you make your way prosperous and have good success all the days of your life. And Joshua was faithful to do that. But the word and the law that God was speaking to him about was the word that Moses had given the children of Israel in the wilderness. And just before they crossed over, just before he left them in the book of Deuteronomy, he began to expound to them and to remind them of the word of the Lord concerning them. A part of that word is found in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. And in that verse of scripture, God promises the children of Israel that he will grant unto them power to get wealth. Power to get wealth. Now, you don't just get wealth by sitting on the couch or sitting under an apple tree. You have to get up and do something. Money comes into your hands through trading, buying and selling. This is the economy of the world. It is also the economy of the kingdom, that in order to generate monies coming into your hand, you have to have a vehicle, a vessel, through which these monies can flow. And God in his word has promised to give you power to get wealth. Now I want to just emphasize this morning that the prosperity that God desires to give you is not just so that you can build bigger barns. There is a parable in the word of God about the rich fool who had such a great harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Think about that. His fields were just overflowing. His crops came in abundance. And instead of him thinking, how can I be a blessing to my community, to the people who are in need, he said to himself, self, listen, I don't have enough room to store what has been given to me by God. So what I'm going to do is tear down those measly little barns, and I'm going to build me bigger barns so I can keep everything that comes into my hands. And if you will look into that particular passage of scripture, that's going to be Luke 12, verses 18 and on, you will find that at that very moment, his soul was required of him by God. God has a purpose for your prosperity today, and he wants to bless the kingdom businesses today. for those of you who have already started in business, God wants to increase you. And for those of you who have a desire to begin in business, God wants to increase you as well. He wants to bless you to get the proper start, and then he wants to multiply you in such a manner that you have more than enough. And when you come into more than enough, this more than enough is to glorify God. It is to be used for his purposes in the earth. We know that Romans chapter 8, verse 28 tells us that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are the called according to his purposes. Most of the time we focus on all things work together for the good of those, and we stop right there. We celebrate because we know that anything that comes into our life, we can apply this particular verse of scripture. We can declare this word over us and that thing to work for our good. But I want you to shift to the end of the passage of scripture that says, to them who are the called according to his purposes. Amen. Your purposes are secondary to the purposes of God. So when he begins to bless you, as I believe that he will today, for he told me to be in prayer today for financial breakthrough for those who are in kingdom business. So when he blesses you to overflow, your overflow is not for storage. Your overflow is to be a blessing and cause the kingdom to be increased, to go out into the kingdom and find how you can better serve someone else in the kingdom of God. This is the move of God. This is the place where he has me right now. He's been speaking to me about service, that the whole purpose of man is to serve God by serving one another. Lord, have mercy. When you think about the kingdom of God and the culture of the kingdom, you will find that Jesus said to Judas, the poor you have you always. That thing always troubled me. Why would God say that the poor you have with you always when he is the God of more than enough? But what Jesus was telling Judas is that you will always have an opportunity to be a blessing to someone else. And opportunities around us abound. He has given us the ability to be blessed so that we can be a blessing. He then said in another place that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, that there is an additional increase in of blessing as you give rather than as in you receive. Truly, it is a blessing to receive when you have a need, but it is even greater blessing to be able to give and then to release. Glory to God. Release that blessing into the life of someone else. Prosperity is the promise of God for you, his people. Prosperity is the promise of God for you. Now, some of you are going to be picked this month. You're going to be chosen to increase, and to increase to a point of overflowing. And when you overflow, this is the opportunity that God is placing in your life to be a blessing. And once you bless, God says, once you bless, I'm going to multiply the seed sown and increase the fruits of righteousness. So once you begin the process, it is a never-ending process. It is a perpetual process because God blesses you so you can be a blessing, and then you become a blessing and God blesses you so you can become a blessing, and then God blesses you, glory to God, for being a blessing so that you can become a blessing, and so you bless. Hallelujah. And so it is perpetual and continuous so that you are ever flowing and ever growing and ever experiencing the blessing of God over your life. So today I'm going to be praying for those of you who have a business in the kingdom of God. You are one of God's chosen ones to operate in the marketplace. You are one of those who he has put a dream in your heart, a vision in your being to do something in the marketplace. And maybe there have been delays around that which you've been doing. Maybe you've been a little fearful to step out by faith. Maybe you say to yourself, well, I don't know exactly what it is I'm supposed to be doing. I just know that I'm supposed to have a business. Well, then, here we are today to help you. We are here to speak into your life and then even to provide some resources for you so that you can begin on the right foot. Let's go into the Word of God and see some examples of people who operated in the marketplace. The first one I want to talk about is Peter. Before Jesus had called him and made him his disciple and his apostle, Peter was a fisherman together with his brother Andrew, as well as James and John. They were also fishermen. But we see in Luke 5:5 that Peter was a fisherman who had a boat, and Jesus was in need of a boat because the people were pressing in along the shore to listen to the word of God. And so Jesus said to Peter, let me get into your boat and just push out a little way. When Jesus got into Peter's boat, Peter became a partner with the kingdom of God, because the message of Jesus is and was, the kingdom of heaven is in your midst. So when Jesus stepped into Peter's boat, all the kingdom of God was now abiding in Peter's business. This was his sustenance, his source. Hey, glory to God. And once Jesus finished preaching to the multitudes, he said to Peter, push out into the deep. Glory to God. Peter said, Lord, we have been fishing all night and we have caught nothing. Nevertheless, because you say so, we're going to do it. So they pushed out into the deep and dropped their nets. And the Bible says they had such a draught, a great many fishes, so that they could barely bring their boats back to shore. This is the first instance of kingdom increase and multiplication in the marketplace ministry. And from I'm sure from that point on, Peter was willing to do with Jesus anything he wanted to do with his fishing boat. He was fair game. He was like, whatever, Lord, how will you want to use me? You do it. You will find again that after Jesus resurrected, Peter was sitting around with the rest of the disciples, not knowing what to do next, not knowing which way to turn. So what he decided to do was to go back to doing what he already knew how to do. And we find that in St. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, maybe 1 through 4, he says to his brethren, you know what, I'm going fishing. And James and John says, okay, Peter, we'll go with you. So they get up and they go fishing all night long. Once again, they catch nothing. But after his resurrection, Jesus appears on the shore and says, children, have you caught anything? No, we've toiled all night and we have caught nothing. So Jesus then says to them, even as he spoke to them in the beginning when he first called them, he says, let down your net on the right side of the ship. Once again, here we have Peter saying, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, we'll do it at your word. Glory to God. And because he was obedient, he was able, with James and John, able to bring a draught out of the sea. So when you partner with the kingdom of God, when Jesus is in your boat, when the Spirit of the Lord is leading and guiding your business, he will cause you to grow exponentially in business so that you become, to the praise of his glory, you become a vessel through which he can channel riches into the earth, as long as you realize that your overflow is for the purposes of God, that his purposes are going to be fulfilled. When we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 that the Lord is going to multiply the seed sown, and whatsoever you sow, you are going to reap. But he's also going to increase the fruits of righteousness. So if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. It is the will of God to prosper you, to make sure that you and your needs are met for your family, but also that you have an excess that God can tap into to get his will into the earth. We find once again in Acts chapter 9, verses 36-40, a disciple there named Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas, but her Hebrew name is Tabitha. And Tabitha made robes and garments and sold these things, took the proceeds, glory to God, and it says she went about doing good and helping the poor. You can't go about doing good and helping the poor if you're barely making it yourself. What you begin to realize is that you are the poor. So God is wanting to touch your businesses this morning and increase you, multiply you exponentially, so not only will you have more than enough for you and your household, but you can then take the excess as a resource and use it to be a blessing in the kingdom of God. And one thing the Lord spoke to me earlier this week, maybe 2 days ago, is that we in the kingdom, once we are transferred out of the kingdom of darkness, we are not come into the kingdom of light. There is a different mandate on our lives. There's a different system that we are operating under. But we sometimes bring the old mindset from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And like the rich of the rich fool, he decided that everything he had belonged to him, and so when he got increased, he was going to build a bigger barn. The barns he had were already big, but they weren't big enough to hold the harvest, so he decided to build a bigger storage unit, as you were. But God is not giving you an excess for you to have a bigger storage unit, but for you to make a bigger impact in community. And so I want to say to you today, before we begin to pray, that those of us who want to build a business for us four and no more, just me, myself, and I, then this particular prayer today is not for you and your business. Amen. I love you, but what God is releasing in the atmosphere today is for that person or that business who is willing to allow God to put your money on a mission, for that person who is willing to become a distribution center, a wealth distribution center for the kingdom of God. Somebody who will hear this message today is going to resonate in your spirit, because God has already been dealing with you about giving more, about giving in a certain place, about helping the poor, about helping teen pregnancy, about helping somebody, but you haven't had the resources to do the help that you want to do. And so today God is going to bless you. He's going to release a word of increase for your business, and this is going to be up to you what you do with the increase. Can God trust you with the overflow? This is my question for you today. Then the word of the Lord says, before we pray here, is that we have prayed the prayer that he would increase us and enlarge the borders of our tent. When you enlarge the borders of your tent, you don't just take up more space and take up more territory, but you allow your covering, your tent, to cover a greater mass of people other than me, my four, and no more. You begin to become a covering for the broken, a covering for the poor, a covering for the depressed, a covering for those that have their lives turned into ashes, and you are there. You have been commissioned by the Spirit of God to expand your territory, to include them in the blessing. Glory be to God. And so today, I want to pray for your businesses. I want to thank you, first of all, for tuning in, and I want to thank you for calling in, but I want you to remember that he who gives to the poor lends to the Lord. Now, God is not expecting you to go without, because he gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So he's going to make sure that you have more than enough. The thing we have to do is get our faith in a place where we can trust God with his word. When he says he's going to do it, we know that he's going to do it. Sometimes we say that, but when the rubber meets the road, we're not quite able to do that. It's just like the rich young ruler, apart from the rich fool who was a farmer, but the rich young ruler had everything that he needed, and plus he said he kept all the commandments that God wanted him to do until Jesus him to let go of his physical possession. He said, sell everything and give it to the poor and come follow me. You have treasures. But no, he couldn't wrap his mind around that. Listen, there is only one purpose that God wants to focus on today, and that is his purpose in your life. It's for you to serve humanity. He's wanting you to serve the homeless, the broken, the poor, the pitiful, those who cannot help themselves, the hopeless. God has commissioned you today, and he wants to use your business as a tool in his hand. And so I pray today that you have heard the call of the Lord today to come out from among the business people who are just in it for the dollar. They're in it to increase their bank account. They're in it to make bigger storage units, to increase the bottom line so that they can buy another car and buy another bigger house and buy more shoes and more clothes. Glory be to God. You can only wear one pair of shoes at a time. This is for us ladies who have closets full of 20, 30, 40 pairs and up. Amen. And we're yet looking in the window shopping for yet another pair. It is time for us to get a mindset for serving the kingdom of God. It is time for us to get a mindset to go forward and to see somebody who needs a pair of shoes instead of buying another pair for ourselves, glory to God, that we can be an instrument of God to put shoes on the feet of the person who has no shoes. I hope you hear me today. God is calling you out. If you're on the line today, if you've heard the call of God today, let it not be for selfish reasons, but for selfless reasons, so that you today may become a distribution center of the wealth of the kingdom of God. This is who our prayers are going up for now. And so I'm going to begin to pray right now. I want to speak to one person. Ask if you have a prayer request on the line or your business. Your last four of your telephone number, 8742. Thank you for joining us in the studio this morning. We're just getting ready to pray, and I want to make sure that I'm specific. So if you do have a prayer request, are you desiring to share that request with us this morning, or do you want to be covered in the general prayer?
Covered in the general prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. I just thank you right now for the people of God who are tapping into the realm of the spirit this morning, where your power is being released to get wealth, that you are pouring out your spirit over kingdom businesses who will hear the voice of the Lord saying, this is the way, walk in it, who are being led by the Spirit of God. I pray right now, Lord, that you would give them ideas to cause their business to grow exponentially. For your word says, except the Lord build the house, they that labor, labor in vain. Maybe they have been struggling with business ideas. Maybe they have been struggling with marketing ideas. But Father, today I release an anointing to prosper. Glory to God. So that as they come into your presence and meditate in your word, they will begin to hear the word that you would have them do concerning their business. You will give instruction. You will give instruction specifically for that business. You will customize a strategy for the business that they have. And Lord, I pray right now that you would open for them seven streams of income from that one business. That, Lord God, you will begin to reveal to them how to turn that one thing into seven streams of income for the glory of God. I give you praise right now. I pray, God, that customers will come to their business from the north, south, east, and west. Even now we call them in. Whatever has hindered them or held them back, have kept them from seeing even their advertisement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let this business be in the front and not in the back. Let it be above only and not beneath. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in these kingdom businesses that are willing to become wealth distribution centers for the kingdom of God. Let the hearts of your people be to serve one another, so that there will be no poor among us, because we make it our business to ensure that that is not happening in the kingdom. God, we thank you this morning that you are multiplying us exceedingly. Thank you right now, Father God, that we increase more and more. We and our children, we thank you that we are building an empire and leaving a legacy and an inheritance for our children, not only in finances, but in a mindset to continue to reach out to those less fortunate. We give you the praise today. We are excited for the testimony that we hear, that in you, O God, all things are working together for good, for those who are the called according to your purpose. Thank you right now that no weapon formed against these businesses can prosper. Even right now, we begin to see them rise up. We begin to see increase. We begin to see increase, increase, increase in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We are forever grateful. Lord, I thank you that signs and wonders follow the preached word of God. Let there be a demonstration of this word today for every ear that is and every ear is in tune with what your spirit is about to do. Give you praise right now in advance for the testimonies that are coming in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I want to thank you all very much for that. For those of you out there who will hear this message and you have not yet started your business or you want to increase your business, we're going to be putting together a business boot camp for beginners in the month of November. This is something that God has instructed me to do, to put together a business boot camp so that you can be get everything that you need from the ground zero up to build your business into a kingdom-style business that God can bless. The things that you don't know, you can learn those things. The things that have you fearful and trembling to go further or to step outside your comfort zone, you can learn those things. You can build confidence, glory be to God. You can walk into a room with a confidence air, knowing that you are who God called you to be and that you have something to offer to the people that you are serving. Father, I just thank you for that right now. If you desire to be a part of that boot camp, just give me an inbox on Facebook or you can email me at successinlifeti, as in training institute, successinlifeti@gmail.com. Just let me know that you're interested and we can work together to bring you into a greater exponential increase in the kingdom of God. We bless you today. We love you and we thank God for you. Let your life be continually blessed in Jesus' name. This has been Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I am a marketplace apostle saying, you are not here to be average. You are here to be awesome. God bless.